Several people hurried to block their ears. "No, not again," the rest of them cried. When they all saw their cracked eggs, three of the farmer's chickens fainted and died. The candlemaker's daughter went crazy and had to promptly be slapped. On the old mill by the river, the water wheel snapped. Some villagers began to whisper, "Only a dragon could cause such commotion." The butcher thought aloud, "Perhaps a giant fish in the ocean." "Maybe a mountain goat's mother," was the preacher's selection. "More likely a wild wolf's brother," answered the teacher with a minor correction. The mayor demanded to know, as everyone gathered in the village square, "Who has an explanation? What is going on here?" Joyce stood up and bravely declared, "Really, it was just me." To which all the townspeople replied with a giggle, "He, he, he." Nobody believed a word that she said. Hear ye," called the town crier. "The tiny little girl with the tiny little voice is nothing but a great big liar." Joyce ran fast away. She was not used to such ridicule. In her rapid haste, she ran right into a mule. She went so quickly that her poor mama and papa could not catch her. As a last resort, they sent a